Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm
bad. I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good buddy Rob Levin back on the show. Rob is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust, founder, CEO, editor-in-chief of RSL Media. He is a former CEO of New York Enterprise Report, which is when we first met him many years ago. Great success story. He's our good friend, Rob Levin. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I was on the show and I had hair.
I remember that.
I mean, I'm hair on my head. Yeah.
Exactly. There's a lot of people. I've helped raise a lot of babies who are now, off working and out of college, and I've been doing this a long time. So, Rob, if email, one of the great elements of the World Wide Web, if email were to paraphrase Mark Twain, it would say, news of my demise are greatly exaggerated. How many years have you been hearing people say, especially with social media, that, you know, email is not going to, can't last much longer, blah, blah, blah. And yet email continues just to be a great workhorse, an amazing utility, amazing a resource for all of us. What do you think?
Well, rather than answer the question, which is obviously a leading question, so everybody knows what I'm going to say, I'll answer it a different way, which is I'm going to ask all of the listeners right now, you know, do you open and read email newsletters? And I bet you that over 90% say yes. Right? So people are still doing it. Now, yep. Not only is email not dead, I actually think it's more important than ever with social media. And why is that? Well, social media, if you're relying on that for your business to communicate, you're putting the control of your communications in someone else's hands. Mm-hmm. Facebook has changed their rules many, many times.
Every month.
To a lot of detriment. Yeah. They're pushing people, and I get it.
Google does it, and so is Twitter. They all do it. Twitter does it. Google does it. They all do it.
They all do it. They're trying to push you, if you're a business, towards a paid model. And not to say that that's not a bad idea. It's not. But email is something you can control. Where else how else can you get in someone's inbox? Now, whether they're going to open it, whether they're going to subscribe, that actually has changed. It has gotten a little harder, certainly compared to, let's say, 20 years ago. It's just weird that we're talking about email being over 20 years, of course. But, maybe a little bit after you and I first met, maybe around 2008 or so, a few years after, I wrote an article in the New York Enterprise Report called Levin's Law of Cheap Marketing. So email, of course, is very inexpensive to do. Mm-hmm. Right. You may have to hire somebody to help you with the writing and all that stuff, but all in all, it's a pretty inexpensive thing to do. And what Levin's Law said is the easier it is to do, the more people are going to do it, and the harder it is to do and to be successful with it, right? Because you really need everybody. If everybody's doing an email newsletter because it is inexpensive, and of course the large companies are doing it as well, then you're going to have to be really good at it to get people to subscribe, to get mm-hmm. people to open, and to get people to click.
That's right. Well, that's exactly right.
And that's where we are today.
Well, and the thing is that you talked about social media and email. It's interesting that when people were, as at the very time that people were predicting the death of email because of social media, social media was emailing you about updates to your social media. I mean, most of the things that I know about what goes on in social media come from the emails that they send me, the little blurbs that they send me. Don't you want to check on so-and-so? He updated his status or whatever. And I usually say no, I'm good. But social media, you know, I promise you, social media doesn't want to imagine what they would be without email.
That's right. Actually, you, even companies like Google and Facebook and stuff, they actually, believe it or not, use snail mail to communicate. But, you know, it's not to say that social media doesn't have a role, but just instead of focusing on the main metric of how many followers you have on Twitter or Facebook, what I would encourage people to do is use social media to push people to your website and ultimately to your newsletter. Well, use them to build up your own audience. I want people to think about that.
That's
you're
right.
In business, from a marketing perspective, you got to build up your own audience. And
hold
actually,
on.
we sorry,
I call
ahead.
That. Hold on, Rob. I call that act like a duck. What Rob's talking about is what I call act like a duck. And when we come back, I'll explain myself. Rob Levin and I will be right back. Robert, I need your website real quick, please.
RSLmedia.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.